and our Community Connection coming your way next, brought to you by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, also by Tallgrass Motors and by First Baptist Church. We'll talk with Marty and describe the toy run coming up for you when we continue in a Community Connection in just a minute.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process and which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and it's a once-a-year interview, but at least once a year I get to talk with Marty, and we get to talk about the toy run coming up, not this weekend, but a week from Saturday.
That's
right. Number 30, right?
Right, the 30th. Kind of hard to believe that it's been that many years, but this will be the 30th annual Bartersville Motorcycle Toy Run. It'll be held on December the 2nd. And we will meet, as always, at the parking lot that's on the east side of Arby's on Frank Phillips Boulevard. And depending on the weather, you know, people sometimes will start gathering about 12, 1230, 1 o'clock. We do leave at 2 o'clock to go to the Salvation Army in a parade to deliver the toys. And usually about 1:50, boy, the motorcycles will really start pouring in.
And the forecast, we're obviously, well, you know, so far out that it's not really worth talking about. But, you know, we've had so many nice days that we just don't want to talk about the other ones. It's, you know, typically you've got a nice day for it, you know?
Right, right. As long as it's over, like, 35 degrees and the sun's out, to me, that's a nice day.
There you go. And the pavement is mostly dry.
That's right. We did have, a couple of years ago, there was still some ice on the roads in certain spots, and I went with the police reserves, and we checked the route, and at the last minute, we did have to make some changes of it, but pretty basically, it does run from the parking lot there, straight down Frank Phillips Boulevard to Busey, and we'll make a right turn on Busey to go to the Salvation Army. And that's where we will deliver and give our toys to the Salvation Army. They'll have their big box truck sitting in the parking lot, and everybody gets to come up and donate their toys. And then my family and I serve a barbecue luncheon. Wednesday of this week, I'll be cooking the pig, and I do a whole pig. And the Friday after Thanksgiving, everybody gets together, and we have what's called our boning party, and we pull the pig, put it in pans, big roaster pans with our special barbecue sauce, and then we put it in the freezer, and we serve that barbecue on hamburger buns, and we'll make the night before the toy run, the family makes 50 pounds of potato salad, 10 gallons of baked beans, and about 30 gallons of tea. And we serve this free to the riders as our way of thank you for coming and donating toys and supporting us.
And I know typically you got riders, yes, all around Washington County and the surrounding area, but you have got such a word out that people come from a long ways away frequently to participate in this thing.
Yes, we do. And I keep a book that we put on the end of the toy run truck. We have a truck for people that don't ride a motorcycle but would like to donate toys, and they can come out before 2 o'clock, because the parade does leave right at 2, and they can donate their toys and put them in the truck. The register that we put on the back is for people that ride, to just write the town that they come from and their name, and it kind of gives us an idea of where people come from. And we do have people from Kansas. If the weather's real nice, we have people from Missouri, you know, to come. And they do come from all over. And a couple of years, we had a guy that every time I'd read the register, there would a guy would write New York and his name. And I got to thinking, I need to find this guy and get his story, you know. So the next year I searched the parking lot and I found a motorcycle with a New York tag on it. And I asked him, I said, tell me, how did you hear about us and you're from New York? And he said that he was originally from Wichita, Kansas. His parents lived there. Even though he lives in New York, he takes a month off between Thanksgiving and Christmas, and he brings his motorcycle back, and he hits all of the toy runs that he possibly can get. Mm-hmm. And ours was one that he really did like coming to. So we were blessed with him for about 5 or 6 years. 2 years ago, I saw motorcycles with Michigan tags. So I thought, all right, here I go again. I hunt the guys down that are on these Michigan motorcycles, and I say, tell me how you heard about us. Mm-hmm. And the one guy said that he was here working on a construction job, and he was originally from Michigan, but he had traveled down here. And he found out about the toy run, and he called his four of his buddies, and he says, rent a truck, rent a trailer, get down here and bring your bikes and my bike because there's a toy run and the weather's wonderful. And they all came down and joined us.
What a great story, Heather, that you get these people from, well, all over the place, and they're here basically to benefit some kids.
That's right.
They have a little bit of fun in the process, and I know you get a good meal, but the kids, most of them, those are names on the Salvation Army's tree.
That's right. And, you know, the wonderful thing about the toy run is, this is actually, I started it, but we have sponsors now that are here in the community, and Bartlesville and Dewey and surrounding areas, that help pay for the toy run to put it on. And we have two sponsors that were the children that received the toys when I first started this toy run, and now as they have grown up have become our sponsors. And it is you know, people want to help. We have this desire that we do want to reach out and touch people, and this toy run has become a venue for those people that do want to help to be able to reach out and help this community.
And you've got what I'm going to call a community of riders that they've got probably the date on their calendar for the next 5 years as far as knowing, okay, first Saturday in December, I got a mission to do.
That's right.
And they have a great time. Once the toy run you complete, you deliver your toys, have a little time with the Salvation Army folks, and you head off to for your meal, that's got to be a great party.
Well, it is, and we actually serve the meal there at the Salvation Army. So it is a good camaraderie, a lot of people. There's a lot of people that only see each other, you know, during this time, and it's such a tight group. We always have new riders every year. We always have a lot of our standby riders that are always there, and it's wonderful to be able to, you know, enjoy visitating and seeing, you know, the people and giving hugs to everybody that we haven't got to see but once a year.
Yeah, it's a great thing, and you know, I say the same. There are certain community events that you only see those people at that event, Sunfest, the bike ride, whatever it might be. It's a community that comes together for a particular purpose for one particular event.
That's right.
Just a great thing about people, and particularly I think about this community. We are going to take a break, but I want to get a little bit more of the particulars on the toy run when we continue on a community connection in just a moment.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Continuing a Community Connection on 1400 K1, talking about the 30th annual Bartlesville Motorcycle Toy Run coming up a week from Saturday. That'll be on Saturday, December 2nd. 30 years of giving. And Marty, and you told me during the commercial break that starting today, you're going around to, I'll say, collect the funds from the sponsors. And you got the T-shirt on from last year's Toy Run.
Yeah, and Amber, who is my niece that's with me, I'm actually retiring from doing the toy run after this year, and she and her sister Chelsea and my granddaughter Kaylee are going to be the ones that will be organizing the toy run. So I'd like for Amber to read our sponsors from last year.
Sure. And first of all, thanks for coming in, and we'll find a little bit more about Amber, but I know it's all in the family. Amber, who are this year's sponsors? Yes.
This year's sponsors are No Limit Power Sports, Oglesby Assembly of God, Lonnie Holscher Farms, Paul Quinn MD, Paul's Wrecker, Bob and Maggie, Accounts by Jana, Evans Nursery, GH Masonry, Bartlesville Police Reserves, Bartlesville Cycle Sports, Coachworks Paint and Body, Westside Paint and Body Shop, Faith Riders, Christian Motorcycle Association, K1 KREG KYFM Radio, Don Cavan Services, American Air Conditioning and Heating, Glenn and Aletha Peterson in memory of Rusty, Super 6 Haircuts, Truett's Brake and Alignment, Rainey's Custom Butchering, Glenn, Dee Dee, and Matthew Haywood, Heartbeat Designs LLC, Humble Road, a biker church, and Priesthood.
Well, it's too bad that you have absolutely nobody to stand beside you on this thing.
What a great list of sponsors. It is taking three of us to replace her.
Well, she got it down pat. She, you know, it wasn't necessarily her original idea, but she ran forward with it.
Oh, very
yeah.
True.
Yeah. Well, listen, you are keeping it in the family, but picking up the reins, and I know Marty will be standing beside you, even though she's not in charge. We'll call her founder and chairman emeritus for forever here.
Exactly, and she'll be there to advise us and make sure that we do this right.
Yeah, so you've got the plan to carry on, pick up the torch, and keep on running for another 30 years.
Absolutely. We can keep it going longer than that.
Oh, well, after the second 30 years, I won't be around to care.
Ah.
But this is going to be a marvelous event. And, you know, so many people get involved and think of children this time of year. But I think you give, I don't know how many, but at least a few people the opportunity to give that maybe they wouldn't have found their way to the Salvation Army in any other way.
That's right. And the chance to open up their hearts and think of little ones on Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely. And have a little bit of fun rumbling down Frank Phillips in the process.
Wonderful parade. Don't miss it.
Marty, has it always been a two? I seem to remember at one time this was a noon hour run down Frank Phillips, because I can remember sitting in here with a newscast and hear the motorcycle is rumbling by.
It has always been. Yeah. The parade has always left at 2 o'clock. The very first year I put it on, we actually started from what's now Food Pyramid.
Okay.
And we came down Price Road and crossed in front of the high school and around. But we had decided to make it more local, to be, you know, on the main scene. Mm-hmm. So that was when we had moved it to the parking lot there. And for 29 years, that's where we've always met, you know, to leave from there. But yeah, the parade has always left at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
And I mean at 2 o'clock. Yeah, we've had some people. One year we had a guy pull in, and he was coming from Tulsa, and it was really rather chilly, so he had brought his motorcycle on a trailer, and we were pulling out as he was pulling into the parking lot, so he just kind of fell in at the back of the parade and followed, you know, with his motorcycle on this trailer. And that was when I used to borrow a Santa suit from Jane Phillips Hospital. And as soon as the parade was over, I'd take that Santa suit and run to the dry cleaners and turn it in there so Monday I could take it back to Jane Phillips Hospital all nice and clean. And when I walked in, these people had such a sad look on their face, and I was so excited because, you know, we'd had such a good turnout, and, you know, well over 100 motorcycles had showed up. And they said, "Well, you had a really good turnout. Who died?" And I said, "Excuse me? Well, wasn't that a funeral procession?" I said, "Well, you didn't see Santa leading the parade at the first?" And told them, you know, of course, this was like the third or fourth year, so we were still growing and getting known by the community. And now from out there where we start at all the way down Frank Phillips Boulevard to the Salvation Army, people will be lined up on the side of the road to watch the parade. And it just thrills my heart to come down and, you know, be riding through and see all the people that have come out to support us.
Well, and that's the nice thing about it, too. You not only have your participants, but the community does turn out to, okay, the whole thing as far as going by them, we're talking about, I don't know, 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes, whatever it is. But then, you know, they could be doing other things, but they came downtown to see what you guys are doing.
Yeah. And for safety's sake, we do ask all the riders to not throw candy. I know during the other, you know, the Christmas parades, they move at a lot slower rate than we do. And we do go, you know, fairly quickly. And so we do ask all of the riders to not throw candy to the participants. We don't want the little kids running out in the road in front of a motorcycle, you know, as we're trying to go. And we also ask the participants, or the people that are on the side of the road, to not try to hand presents or packages to the riders as they go, because we don't stop. So we're there. We hope, you know, we know they enjoy hearing the thunder rolling as all of the motorcycles are coming through town, but we do need to think safety first.
Absolutely. So if you're going to have a package, the first choice is to deliver it to the parking lot, let's say anytime after 12 noon before you run it. 1:55 p.m. If you don't have the package handed over by 5 minutes before parade start time, just watch the parade and then take it to the Salvation Army.
Yes, that'd be the most wonderful thing. And, you know, we do tell people, even if you don't ride a motorcycle, you are welcome to bring your kids and your cameras, because we do have Santa on his sled that leads our parade, and you're welcome to come out to the parking lot before the parade leaves and get pictures.
That's a wonderful thing. And again, I know you solicit toys, but you also have some cash needs, because once you've delivered toys, you and the Salvation Army kind of still get together and fill some more needs, right?
That's right. We have our T-shirt sales, which all of our T-shirts, no matter what size they are $15. And we have a very unique design every year. Mike at Heartbeat Designs has been doing our T-shirts for probably 17 years. And with the money from our T-shirt sales, we contact the Salvation Army the Monday before their distribution date, and we get a list from them of all of the toys and items that they need for the children and the Angel Tree children that have not got picked up. And there's a group of us that we get to go to Walmart and buy toys so that we make sure that every child is and every need is covered.
Well, if somebody would like to simply order a T-shirt, or maybe even say, you know, I'm going to be out of town that Saturday, can I still give? How do they get a hold of you guys?
Well, they can call me, Marty, and my number is 918-232-3144, or
Amber at 918-397-0135.
Well, I know we're going to be passing the torch after the parade, but Amber, thank you so much for picking up the gauntlet and continuing to run this parade.
Well, I thank you, and on behalf of my sister Chelsea and my niece Kaylee, we're ready and willing to take over.
Okay, but I know Marty's going to be standing beside you saying, you know, I'm not going to do it, but if you need help, let me know, right?
Absolutely.
Great. Marty, again, before we close this out, thank you so much for being willing to say, you know, I recognize a need, let's do something about it. So thank you for your leadership.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's been a wonderful learning and growing session for me. I know when God asked me to put this on, I was really apprehensive because I had absolutely no idea what I was doing. But over the years, he has shown me that he's always there to be with us, to bless us, and to bless this toy run.
Again, so if you'd like to, first of all, give a week from Saturday, take your toys, hand them over to the folks that have got that Santa sleigh that they're going to be filling up. And if you're a two-wheeled typewriter, you are welcome to participate. If not, if you're a four-wheeler, come on down. We've got a place for you, too. Thank you so much, Marty.
Thank you. We appreciate it, Charlie.
It is the 30th annual Bartlesville Motorcycle Toy Run coming up a week from Saturday downtown, well, here on Frank Phillips. Starts at the Sitel parking lot and rumbles all the way down to the Salvation Army. Rain, snow, shine. The kids are depending on you and your participation. That's the Community Connection this morning on K1, brought to you by First Baptist Church, Tallgrass Motors, and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We've got more on the way in just a bit.
Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do. Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. The Apostle Paul knew he was not a perfect man. None of us are, including this old preacher speaking to you now. But Paul understood this. Forgetting what is behind means forgiving your